June 22nd. Today, Mom and Dad went to the local home improvement expo to promote Dad's pest control business, Maxwell's Bug Extermination. Unfortunately, this meant that I now had my own pest control situation to deal with. Babysitting Brianna for the entire day. I was chillaxing and watching a rerun of my fave reality show, My Very Rich and Trashy Life, when I noticed that my house was unusually quiet. Well, other than the cast members hysterically screaming, "I hate you," at each other, and then 2 minutes later giggling insanely as they take selfies, smothering each other with air kisses, I so love that show. Oddly enough, I heard no bathtubs overflowing, no smoke detectors screeching, and no Brianna excitedly shouting,
"Nikki, did you know that your cell phone will float if you accidentally drop it in the toilet?"
What was going on? I decided to turn off the TV and find out. Brianna wasn't in the family room watching cartoons, in her bedroom playing with her toys, or in the kitchen cooking up trouble with her Princess Sugar Plum Little Chef oven. Daisy wasn't around either. However, I did notice that her dog leash was missing from its hook near the front door. This obviously meant that the two of them were playing outside in the yard, right? Wrong! There was no trace of them. That's when I suddenly remembered Brianna mentioning that her best friend, Oliver, was visiting his grandmother, Mrs. Wallabanger, today. And just in case you were wondering, yes, it's that Mrs. Wallabanger, our accordion-playing elderly neighbor with the belly-dancing BFFs, Mildred and Marge. I rushed next door to Mrs. Wallabanger's house and rang the doorbell. After what seemed like forever, she finally answered. I was surprised to hear dance music blasting inside the house. Boom ba da boom, boom ba da boom, boom ba da boom, boom ba da boom. Actually, the beat was kind of awesome. Hey, if she'd play this kind of music at my birthday party, maybe I'd reconsider. Not. That was just a little joke, people. Anyway, Mrs. Wallabanger was wearing leopard print spandex pants, a brightly colored I Heart Zumba t-shirt, and sweatbands.
"Hello, Nikki dear. Sorry, but I didn't hear the doorbell right away," she shouted over the music. "I'm doing a Zumba exercise video. It's so fun to boogie down. And would you believe that I'm learning to twerp?"
I think you mean twerk," I yelled.
Her music was so loud she could barely hear me, even with her hearing aid in. Mrs. Wallabanger suddenly stopped smiling.
"What did you just say? You think I'm a mean jerk?" she scowled. "Don't get rude with me, young lady."
"No, I didn't say that," I shouted. "I actually said, never mind. Anyway, I'm really sorry to interrupt your workout, but have you seen Brianna?"
"What did you say?"
Mrs. Wallabanger yelled.
"Could you lower the volume just a bit? Then you can boogie down," I yelled.
But Mrs. Wallabanger folded her arms and just glared at me.
"Well, I never," she huffed. "How dare you call me a big booty clown? Now get off my property.
Then she slammed the door right in my face. Bam! I just stood there staring blankly at the door as the music continued to blast. Boom, bada, boom, boom, bada, boom. Since I was still on Mrs. Wallabanger's property, I decided to check her backyard. I was praying I'd find Brianna and Oliver playing together. But no luck! As I walked back to my house, I noticed what looked like a random trail of crumbs. Actually, pink crumbs. It led down our driveway, out to the sidewalk, past our mailbox, and then disappeared. Okay, now I was really starting to panic. I resisted the urge to call my parents and scream, "Mom, Dad, bad news! Brianna has been kidnapped by that candy witch from the Hansel and Gretel fairy tale! How do I know? It looks like Brianna tried to leave a trail of crumbs to find her way back home. But Daisy must have eaten them. What? No, this isn't a prank call." Instead, I took a few deep breaths and tried to calm down. Okay, if I were Brianna and Daisy, where would I go and what would I do? I had to get inside their little heads. You know, think like a young, rambunctious, untrained animal and a cute, little, playful puppy. I also had to consider that one of them loves to play in the park with friends, and the other loves to romp around chasing dogs until completely exhausted and then secretly pee in the grass when I'm not looking. OMG! Always drives me crazy. No matter how many times I scold Brianna about the importance of using the bathroom before we go to the dog park, she never listens. She'd been nagging me to take her to the dog park for the past 3 days, but ever since that mix-up with the invitations, I've been super busy addressing postcards to cancel my... Wait a minute. Was that... the answer? The dog park? OMG! Brianna and Daisy probably went to the dog park. I practically ran the entire 3 blocks. If Brianna wasn't there, I wouldn't have a choice but to call my parents and alert them that she was missing. Once I arrived, I didn't see Brianna or Daisy anywhere. But there was a large crowd gathered near the drinking fountains. Sometimes local pet stores would hand out free samples of new products in that area. Whatever was going on, everyone seemed to be super excited about it. Not only were there a number of people in a long line with their dogs, but an even larger crowd had gathered around a small display. Since I couldn't see very much through the mob of people, I decided to climb up on a nearby picnic table. I took one look and almost fainted. It was Brianna! She and Oliver were standing in front of the large crowd with Daisy and Cream Puff, Mrs. Wallabanger's very mean and slightly crazy Yorkie. Both of the dogs wore matching pink scarves around their necks. Brianna had covered a park bench with Mom's pink tablecloth and set up the cutest display for her doggy snacks, complete with homemade signs. Only she had named them Chef Bree Bree's Bark Bites and was selling a bag of 3 snacks for $5. Yes, $5! It was unreal. Normal kids sell lemonade for 25 cents a glass. Brianna was a miniature business tycoon and marketing genius in pigtails and a puppy shirt. Oliver was handing out samples to people and their dogs, and after one bite, both were literally begging for more. Daisy and Cream Puff were busy charming customers with their adorable cuteness, and Brianna was handing out little bags of bark bites and collecting big wads of cash. Hey, I'm all for little kids having big dreams, but not if they're tricking unsuspecting victims into spending their hard-earned money to eat doggy treats that are probably not all that healthy for humans or dogs. I had a really bad feeling that this was not going to end well. As Brianna's older sister, I didn't have a choice but to put a stop to this before she got in way over her head. I tried to squeeze through the crowd to get to Brianna, but I was blocked by a big pudgy man and his big pudgy bulldog. They both scowled at me with their big floppy jowls. I didn't know who was meaner, the guy or his dog.
"Hey, you! No cuts!"
the man snarled.
"I don't care how badly you want your bark bites. The line starts back there. Now take a hike."
He pointed to the end of a long line of about 30 people. Actually, I'm not here to wait in line for bark bites," I stammered. That's when a prissy lady with curly, poofy hair and a curly, poofy-haired dog glared at me. I didn't know who was snobbier, the lady or her dog.
"I'm sorry, young lady, but you're just going to have to wait your turn like the rest of us. Cupcake and I have been patiently standing in this line for 20 minutes," she scolded me.
"You don't understand. I'm not trying to cut in line for bark bites," I said. "That little girl is my sister, and I just need to talk to her." The man scoffed at me.
"Nice try, kid. That's the same thing that teenager with the chihuahua in her purse said. Only I'm not falling for that sneaky trick again. Now scram before Meatball here gets upset."
Meatball growled, licked his chops, and then stared at me like I was a human-sized, meatball or something. Yikes!
"Hey, Nikki,"
Oliver shouted happily as he waved.
"It's a good thing you're here. I think Brianna could use some help."
I rolled my eyes at the two grumpy people in line and rushed over to Brianna and Oliver.
"Here you go, lady,"
Brianna handed a customer her very last bag of bark bites.
"I hope you and your dog enjoy them."
"We already did,"
the woman said, practically drooling.
"We ate the first bag and loved them. I'm glad we made it back to the park to buy more before you sold out."
"Sold out? What do you mean sold out?"
the guy with the bulldog yelled.
"You gotta be kidding me!
You can't be sold out. Cupcake will be so very disappointed. I promised her bark bites,"
the prissy lady screeched. The crowd erupted into a loud chorus of groans, gripes, and grumbles. Then they started to chant.
"We want bark bites! We want bark bites!"
My initial reaction was to get the heck out of there. Sorry, but I'm very allergic to angry mobs. The only reason I stayed was because my parents were not going to be happy at dinner tonight when I explained to them that I'd left Brianna at the dog park with a large pack of wild, ferocious animals. Not the dogs. Their owners. I cautiously took a few steps toward the angry mob and shouted as loud as I could.
"Everyone, please listen. I'm really sorry, but all the bark bites have been sold. This business
is now closed. Permanently.
Says who? Brianna shot back.
You're not the boss of me, Nikki. We're not out of business until I say we're out of business.
Then she climbed on top of the table to address her horde of disgruntled customers.
Hey, people, can I have your attention? You can still get your delicious bark bites. Just fill out an order form and I'll get them to you ASAP. Or you can buy them online at my, website, Chef Bree Bree's Bark Bites.
I couldn't believe my sister was lying to all those people like that. She did not have a website. Heck, she didn't even know how to spell website. I shot her a dirty look and hissed under my breath.
Brianna, what are you talking about? You don't have a website.
She giggled nervously, cleared her throat, and continued.
Actually, I meant to say you can visit my Chef Bree Bree's Bark Bites website, which I'll be opening one day, very soon, probably.
Then she plastered an innocent smile across her face and shrugged like she was just a little confused about the whole website issue. The entire crowd erupted into cheers. Then there was a wild stampede to the stack of order forms that Brianna had written in her sloppy handwriting. Oliver, Brianna, and I had to dive behind the table to avoid the wild crush of happy humans and delighted dogs. We gave out order forms until all of them were gone. Then people started handing us small scraps of paper so we could write down the name of Brianna's non-existent website that she was going to open one day, very soon, probably. People were so desperate to get their hands on Chef Bree Bree's Bark Bites that many of them actually prepaid for their orders. By the time the large crowd finally cleared out, Brianna's little red wagon was overflowing with $5 bills.
OMG! It looked like she had robbed a bank or something.
Luckily, Brianna had brought her backpack, so we stuffed the money and order forms inside it.
Honestly, I have no idea how Brianna plans to fill all those orders for Bark Bites, and she needs a website, like yesterday.
As much as I'd love to help her, I have my own problems to deal with. Maybe Mom will help her out, or it could be the perfect project for her scout troop to earn their kitty business tycoon merit badges. Anyway, tomorrow, Chloe, Zoe, and I will meet to work on the postcards we'll be sending out to all my guests to let them know that my birthday party has been canceled. Zoe says that if we mail them out no later than Tuesday, everyone will have them by Thursday. Then this birthday nightmare will finally be over.